Fourth parak of Sukkah Mishnah Aleph. Lulav Harava Shisha Veshiva. The lulav and Harava. In the time of Beit Mikdash, they used to go around the base of the Mizbeach with an Harava, where sometimes 6 days, sometimes 7 days. We'll see soon that if Shabbos came out on any other day than the first day, you would not take the lulav on Shabbos, and therefore that year you'd only use it 6 days of Sukkot. If Shabbos would be the first day of Sukkot, then you would take the lulav on the first day, like we saw in the previous Mishnah, and therefore it would be taken 7 days. The same thing with Arava, but Arava, the most important day, is the seventh day, what we call Shana Rava. So if Shabbos would come out on the seventh day, it would take the Arava in the Beit HaMikdash. If it came out on any other day, it would not. So based on that, sometimes it's 6 days you take the Arava, sometimes you take it all 7 days. Halal Basimcha Shmoina. Halal was said, and there's a mitzvah of Simcha all 8 days. Contrary to popular belief, the mitzvah of Simcha and Chol HaMoed is equivalent to the mitzvah of Simcha and Yontif. One should have a Suda, should be very happy, etc. Sukkah v'nisach hamayim shivo. Sukkah is only 7 days, Shmini Atzeres is no Sukkah, and the pouring of the water and the Mizbeach was also only on Sukkah, not on Shmini Atzeres. Acholil, the flute that was played for the music, was chamisha v'shisha, sometimes 5 days, sometimes 6 days. Why was that? Because it was not blown on, this is a chol of simchas beis Yisraelim, so sometimes it was 5 days, sometimes it was 6 days, because it's not Deicha Shabbos, it's not Deicha Yontif. So if Shabbos, if the first day of Yom Tov was Shabbos, so then you have 6 more days to do it. If Shabbos was on Chol HaMoed, then you lose 2 days. Yom Tov and Shabbos, and only 5 days, 5 days that you would play the Chol HaMoed.